Blog Talk Radio. And I thought, well, I can do that, but I didn't want to go by myself because all those men get quite intoxicated. So I thought, well, I'll take a girlfriend with me. So my girlfriend, whose uncle was Les Brown, the band renowned, her name was Terry Brown. I said, do you want to go with me? And she said, sure. So we stayed at the Gene Autry Hotel, which is now called the Parker, and we're having breakfast in the coffee shop, and two guys walked by going to check out the girls at the pool. And my girlfriend said, that's Wink Martindale. And I said, no, that guy's too young and too cute. That can't be Wink Martindale. Because I would come home from school and watch his dance party show. Because he was also, when he came to L.A., he had a dance party show there as well. He was like the Dick Clark of Los Angeles,
right,
from Pacific Ocean Park. So I said, no, you know, that guy's too young and too cute. So anyway, they came back by. They had no luck at the pool, he and his buddy, because he was recently divorced. So they came back by the coffee shop, and my girlfriend says, hey, Wink. And he goes, oh, hi, Terry. So they came and sat down, talked to us for 20 minutes. The guy that lived next door to him, his name was Michael Schmidt. He talked to me, and Wink talked to Terry. So 20 minutes later, nice meeting you. They paid for our coffee, and they left. And 2 weeks later, she called me. She said, you'll never guess who called me for your phone number. Well, if I would have guessed, I would have guessed the other guy because he actually talked to me. And Wink, having been recently divorced, he was actually quite shy. So he didn't wink. He didn't flirt, nothing. And I said, really? She said, yeah, Wink Martindale. And she said, Sandy, he's really nice. If he calls you, you should go out with him.
Right.
So then another couple weeks went by. And he called me to go out, and we went to the Chart House in Malibu. It was supposed to be a double date with this other couple. And the gentleman, his name was Bill Smith. He was on he was a newscaster and also on the radio with Wink. And he got fogged in Catalina. So Wink brought his fiance, and her name was Karen. So it was the three of us. So we celebrate the anniversary of our first date at the Chart House in Malibu, which is now a Mastro's. And when we first started going there, I used to get a teriyaki chicken. They had like a little bread board with the menu, and it was like $3.95, and then it went to $4.95, $5.95. And we watched it go up through the years, and then by the time the Chart House was coming to an end, it was like $21.95, and now it's Mastro's, so you don't even get a half a chicken. You just get a little piece, and it's a lot more expensive. But the view is
like
the
that.
Same, and we can sit at the same table. And that was, let's see, we've been married 45 years, so that was like 50 years ago.
Now, Wink, you were friends with Elvis, so did you happen to run into Sandy during those times?
Nope. No, I never did. It wasn't until Sandy and I met, and years later we found out that we had this mutual friendship with this guy named Elvis Presley.
Wow. Well, we've got our caller back. I figured out the problem. So, hi, caller. Welcome to Applause Radio Show. You're on with Wink and Sandy Martindale. You have a question or you just want to say hello?
Well, hi, Wink and Sandy. It is My pleasure to say hello. I'm calling from Arizona, and I'm just overwhelmed that you, well, first, it's just amazing to hear your voice because I loved you on the game shows. I'm up there in age myself, so I was a big fan. And then to find out when Joanne put you on Facebook that you knew Elvis, because I actually saw Elvis in concert and have been to Graceland many, many times. So to find out that you were associated with Elvis, I'm just blown away today. So I'm just blown away to hear your voice again. It's crazy. And I love my maestro.
He sounds exactly the same.
Yes, it's crazy, and yes, we have a maestro here in Scottsdale, and yes, it's crazy expensive, but it's so good. So yes, I'm just like having a crazy day here in the story. So you just made my day.
Well, thank you. Now, what is your name?
Oh, my name is Patty. Yes. I'm having a great day now listening to this story.
Well, thank you. I'm Sandy, and that's Winko Lynn.
No. Oh, you can't fool me. I've watched you too many years. You could never.
Well, thank
fool
you
me.
Very much. You probably remember me most from Tic Tac Toe, right?
Yes. You can't fool me. I'm a game show fanatic. I miss you, and you cannot. You can't compare the game show host to Wink Martindale.
No.
Well, thank you very much. I really feel blessed. I enjoyed a lot of game show popularity and enjoyed hosting a lot of different game shows. But the one that most people remember me by is the one that I did the longest, which was Tic Tac Toe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
A lot of years.
I don't know if you heard what we were saying earlier because we have a little audio issue, but Sandy actually dated Elvis before she met Wink, and Wink was friends with Elvis. So this is just a crazy story.
I know. It's a crazy triangle. But Sandy got the better deal, I think.
Well, when I was a young girl, what I prayed for in church was I wanted somebody that I could grow old with, you know, so that when we're old and sitting in our rockers, we can go, hey, honey, didn't we have a good life?
But I'm so young.
I know. Well, that's true. And so God obviously knew it wouldn't be Elvis, so he gave me Wink. So
Sandy, you got the better deal.
We got old together. Yes. I often, in interviews, I usually say, they said, what was it like to kiss Elvis? And I said, Elvis is the best kisser, but I got the best husband in Wink.
Yeah. And you know the old saying.
I wanted to ask you guys a question. As a couple, did you guys see Elvis as a couple as after you got married? Right?
Yeah, numerous
times.
As a matter of fact, several times. One particular time, Sandy took me on my birthday.
The year before he passed. 76.
In 76, we went over there in December to Las Vegas, and we saw his show, and we went back to his dressing room between shows. He was doing two shows a night at the International Hotel, and he just wanted to talk to Sandy and me. As you can imagine, his dressing room was packed with people, but he only wanted to talk to us. And I'll never forget, he was standing behind the bar, and he had seen us that day on Tattletales on CBS. You know, how much do you know about your spouse? And we had won that day, and he couldn't get over how much we knew about, the little minutia detail, how much we knew about each other.
And also the fact that, you know, we were married, and that he said, I dated Sandy and raised her in L.A., and here you and Sandy are married. And I said, Elvis, you're responsible, because when Wink said he was from Tennessee, he scored points with me immediately because of my love of Elvis, and all of his guys were like my brothers growing up. So I loved everything about the state of Tennessee and everyone in it. And when Wink said Tennessee, I just knew he had to be a good guy. And then, you know, here we are. We've been together ever since.
And I'll never forget. He said something to me. He asked me, while we were talking to him, he said, Wink, look at your career. He said, look how well you've done. And going back to the hotel afterwards later, I said, Sandy, can you imagine Elvis saying to me, look how well you've done?
Right, right.
I said that to him. And then and what he said to me that I took away from that is, well, first he told Wink that, you know, my mom used to come on the dates. And Wink said, well, Sandy told me that, but I never believed it. You know, but since you're telling me that, Elvis, I believe it. And Elvis said that I was the nicest girl from the nicest family that he ever knew.
Aww.
So that was special.
And the other thing I remember from that last time we saw him in Las Vegas was that he was bloated then and he wasn't looking good.
Yeah.
And we had a feeling that he didn't have long.
We wanted to help him.
We invited him to come live with us.
Come in our little house in the Palisades. And I said, why don't you come stay with us, and, you know, we can take care of you, and you can lose some weight. Because he always said to me, because I have Italian heritage, he said, you know, you got to be careful. You could get fat. And so all my life, because I looked up to him, I took care of my weight, and I never wanted to get fat. And then to see him, my hero, who he was like my idol, and there he is, and he's overweight and having trouble breathing, and it was just heartbreaking.
We got back to our room, and we closed the door behind us, and we both broke down crying about how he looked.
Yeah, it was very sad. Aww.
It was very sad. And when did you write That Was Elvis to Me?
That was written right after he passed away. There were so many books that came out that were so negative, talking about the negative side of Elvis.
And written by people that never even met him.
Yeah,
nice.
And I wanted to, in some way, design something that, record something that was the positive side of Elvis. And so I wrote That Was Elvis to Me and what he had meant to me through the years. And that's when I did, right after he passed away.
I can't believe his birthday is Friday. I can't believe
it. Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it, how the years have flown by?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he was only 42 years young when he died.
I know.
Crazy.
And had he gone home with you, he may still be here.
I know. And, you know, when they say about him carousing and doing different things, he didn't have much time to do any of that. If you look at his body of work, he was either in a recording studio recording songs, or he was on the sound stage, or he was in a movie studio doing a movie. I mean, the guy worked most of his life.
And the amazing thing is, when you think about it, he's been gone longer than he was here on this earth.
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
I didn't even think of that.
But we just feel blessed that he was a part of our life.
Yeah. Well, I'm blessed that he was part of mine, and I'm just a fan. So, I mean, he touched my life, that's for sure. So.
There will never be another Elvis, that's for sure.
Never. Never in a million years. Well, Patty, do you have another question, or are you?
I guess I better hang up and free the line, but I'm just so happy I got to hear your voice again and meet your lovely wife and hear your beautiful romantic love story. I just feel honored that I feel I got to know you in this short little moment. You know, you're part of my childhood and adult life, and Elvis is a big part of my life and my family growing up, this has just been a pleasure, and I thank you so much.
Thank you, Patty. Welcome. Obviously, you're a lady of extremely good taste.
Oh yes, definitely, definitely. And I wish
sweetheart.
Some of these game hosts could be as good as you. Thank you. Bye bye.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling. Take care. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Well, I figured out what the problem was when I called you guys. I forgot to merge the call, so that's why we didn't hear anything. It's been a crazy day. Not even in real life. Well, I shouldn't say real life. I mean on the news, but in my real life, I had a very harrowing day. And then that just took me over the edge. I said to myself, am I going to be able to get my blood pressure down to talk to the amazing Wink and Sandy Martindale? And I
did they tell you, Joanne, if you do a lot of deep breathing, it helps keep your blood pressure down?
I did. I did that. And I said to
myself, take very deep breaths.
I said to myself, I am a professional. I can do this, and I learned from the best, Mr. Wink Martindale. So the show must go on.
Thank you. Thank you, Joanne.
Yes.
You're so sweet.
Now, I wanted to ask you about did you do the Elvis Week this year, or with COVID that they didn't do it, or are you doing anything for the birthday celebration? Or
We did a Zoom call with Tom Brown, who's at Graceland, and I guess they're going to do an online an Elvis thing, because a lot of people are, there's some going, but a lot of people will not be going this year. So they're doing a thing online with us. So we did a Zoom call.
Yeah, and I think it may be on Sirius XM satellite Elvis radio.
Well, speaking of Sirius, I have to say I miss somebody terribly. GK, I love GK.
Oh, yeah.
You guys were on there a lot.
Yeah.
I miss him.
I went to college. GK and I went to Memphis State University together, and we graduated together. So. And we worked at WHVQ Radio together, so we were so very close. And I, like you, I still miss him to this day.
Yeah, I enjoy when they play the old ones, but I just missed him. He was such a great person to listen to. His stories were always fantastic, and
yes.
And just a sweetheart. And you guys, you guys were on there a lot, because, I mean, I used to listen to it, the Elvis Channel on Sirius all the time. I haven't had a car in about 2 months, and I'm not driving anymore, so I'm really not listening to my Sirius. So
very few people knew Elvis as good as George Klein did.
Yeah, I agree with that based on the stories that he's told over the years that I've listened to him on the show. Plus, he had his own show prior to that, and probably still did, right, as he was doing the Elvis Channel on Sirius. I think he still had his own show as well.
Yeah, he did.
And he used to do an actual live show where people performed. I can't remember what he said the name of that was.
Yeah, but a television show.
Well, when I left Memphis to come to Los Angeles in 1959, he's the one who took over my TV dance party show on Channel 13 in Memphis, and they changed it from the dance party to the talent party. Mm-hmm. So, we go back a long way together.
Yeah, I miss him. I was so shocked when I heard he passed. I was like, oh, not GK. Oh, God. Oh, it's always somebody, and it's horrible. Lately, especially, it's just been nuts. It's just been nuts. Now, winking at life. Tell me what's that about? I guess the story of your life?
Oh, yeah. I was always, somebody always said, why don't you write a book? So finally, one time, I sat down, and for several weeks, I'd go into my office and close the door, take the phone off the hook, and just recount my memories. Mm. And it's the story of my life from the time I was born in Jackson, Tennessee, right up through the current time. And I'm very proud of my book called Winking at Life.
Yeah, and it's on Amazon, folks, if you're interested.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Sandy, you were also in a couple of Elvis movies, I think, right?
Viva Las Vegas.
Las Vegas. That's the one I thought I saw you in.
It's Ann Margaret, and Elvis and I are butt-to-butt on the roulette table for the What I Say segment. David Winters, who was the choreographer, was my dancing teacher. He was also Ann Margaret's dancing teacher. And Terry Garr and Tony Basil. And she got David... that was his first choreography job of a major movie. He starred in West Side Story. David Winters. He was a dancer, great dancer. Anyway,
Tony Basil did choreography for Viva Las Vegas too.
No, she was in the movie. She was the girl with the red dress on. She
oh, that
the
was
dog
her.
All night long. The camera
Get
went
out.
On her, and she was wiggling her bottom.
I had no idea that was her. That was just
that's
Donald.
Her, and also Terry Garr is in that scene in a black skirt with a white top and her hair up. It's before she made it in the business, but she was a very good dancer.
Yeah.
So we were all in that scene. In fact, Ann Margaret, I see her now mostly at, unfortunately, funerals that we go to. Last at, Joe Esposito's funeral, and then I saw her at Jack Gilardi, who was married to Annette Funicello, that funeral. And she said to me, Sandy, did you ever think in the early 60s when we made that movie that it would bring so much joy to so many people for so many years.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites.
Yeah, and then I was in some other ones too. One of them, they said, I forget which one it was, but they said they had wanted to give somebody a line, and Elvis said, give it to her. Mm. So they gave me a line. I said, oh, wow, or something, and I got an extra $150 for the day. I thought I died and went to heaven. There I am having lunch with my boyfriend, getting paid. It was just lovely. I had a great time growing up.
Were you still 14 or no, you were older than?
No, no, I was 18.
Ah, okay.
You had to be, well, actually, I was 17. I was almost 18 when we did Viva Las Vegas, and I lied and said I was 18 because you had to be 18 to work.
Right, right. It's funny in Hollywood. You lie to get a part. Either you say you're younger or older to get the part.
Isn't that funny? Yeah. I only wanted to dance in his movies. I was offered some other things, but I never really wanted to be an actress. I just, I love to dance, number one, and I loved Elvis. So it worked. It seemed to work out perfect to go on the auditions. All the auditions I got on my own, though. He never actually got me the audition.
And I've seen her try to act, and
Oh, my God.
Funny, Daddy, funny. Like, very funny. Someday I'm going to write a book. I started a little bit, but I have to find somebody who can, you know, you need a writer to write it with you.
Yeah.
Because I have so many, you have no idea, my life has been so incredible. When my dad had the nightclubs, the Righteous Brothers started working for my dad with the Blossoms and Glenn Campbell and Roger Miller and Sonny. They all worked for my dad, and they'd all come to our club when I was growing up. And my best girlfriend in high school was Brenda Lee, and I traveled all over the world with her, which was an awful lot of fun when we were, I mean, when I was like 16, we went to Australia, and I remember when I got back, Elvis was so mad because he couldn't get a hold of me. Where have you been? Where have you been? And I said, well, we were in Australia. And then when we were in Las Vegas, Brenda and I, because when she'd be there for like a month at a time, we weren't old enough to go in the casinos, but we could play hide-and-go-seek and run around the outside. And we met Wayne Newton and his brother, and we did a photo layout with them. And then he came to L.A. to do Donkashane. And when he did that, he asked me, you know, if he wanted to have dinner. And I said, sure. So I had dinner with him and his manager and a bunch of people. And then his PR guy the next day, his name was Babe Gershon, I think his name was, something like that. Put in the society call, and Sandy Farris sitting ringside to see Wayne Newton, and Elvis came into town the next day for Memphis, and when we had a date that night, and it was sitting on the coffee table, and he said, who's this big Newton person? He got very upset with me because he could date other people, but I wasn't supposed to date anybody else. So I didn't think that was very fair, but it is what it is.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this. When you were on the set of Viva Las Vegas, did you pick up on the chemistry between he and Ann Margaret?
Oh, of course. Yes, he dated her for a whole year, but I kind of made it through all the different relationships. He was dating me, too, for all those years. So, but, yeah, for a year, there was great chemistry between the two of them and a great love affair as well. But you know what? He was Elvis, and he should be able to love more than one person is how I felt in those days.
Well, everybody loved him, so, yeah, he had the pick of the litter, you know?
He did. He definitely did. So these days, Wink and I are both still very good friends with Wayne Newton, and he does a show in Las Vegas, and his wife does an interview with him on stage, and she said, how did you meet Elvis to Wayne? And Wayne says, well, I was on the set, and this guy comes up and taps me on the shoulder, and I look up, and it's Elvis Presley. And I said, oh, Mr. Presley, I'm such a fan of yours. And Elvis said, yeah, kid, I'm a fan of yours too, but I have a question for you. And I go, what? And Elvis said, do you know a girl named Sandy Farah? And Wayne Newton said, yes, as a matter of fact, we're dating. And Elvis said, yes, well, we're dating too. So that's how he met Elvis.
That's hysterical. That's hysterical.
I know.
And what's funny is he tells that story
every night.
Every night on Wayne Newton's show.
Oh, and then he says that Sandy was the smartest one of all because she married somebody better than both of us. And then he introduced Wink Martindale, and then he comes over and he hugs and kisses Wink. It's very sweet.
Nice.
It's very fun.
Nice. Wink, do you still do the YouTube channel or anything fresh, or is it just old stuff with the game shows?
Yeah, I have a YouTube channel, and a lot of my game shows and a lot of things that I do are on YouTube, and anybody can go to it and look it up and hopefully enjoy it. Yeah.
And he has a Facebook page that's Wink Martindale / game.
Oh,
and it has
okay.
to do basically with the game shows and stuff that he does.
And this next year, well, this year, in 2021, is it?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Still getting used to the new year. This year, I'll be producing and hosting a new two-hour weekend radio show for syndication called The History of Rock and Roll, where we tell the history of rock and roll.
Wow. And you're going to start, I guess, from the 50s? Or?
Yeah, we'll start in the 50s in 1954 and go from there.
And he also has a website called winkmartindale.org.
And did you pick the songs, Wink, or they had a program director do it?
No, I have a partner, and he does all the writing, and I do all the reading.
Well, you got the voice for it, so that's it.
Thank you.
I'm here for the voice.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. Now, I wanted to ask you also about, I lost my train of thought. I'm so sorry. I'm assuming you were close with Alex Trebek, and unfortunately, recently
lost him. He was the Sinatra of our business, and I knew we were going to lose him, but you're never ready to say goodbye to somebody like Alex.
Yeah. So who was the Rat Pack in the game show rules circuit?
What?
Who was the Rat Pack in the game show circuit?
Oh, gosh. People like Tom Kennedy and Regis Philbin and Alex Trebek and Bob Barker.
Pat Sajak, my old boss, Bob Eubanks.
Yeah.
Ah.
They were all sort of the Rat Pack of the group.
And Peter Marshall.
Yeah. How often do you get together with the guys that
Marshall has a place in Palm Springs, so when he comes down here, he called us last month, so we'll be seeing him probably the soonest.
But for the most part, I don't see very often. Every once in a while, I'll run into Pat Sajak or someone like that.
And we
that.
Saw Tom Kennedy before he passed. We went out to his house in Oxnard, and he made us a beautiful lunch. We wanted to take him to lunch, but he said no. He was inviting us, so he took our order, and he served us lunch. He was so sweet.
No. Yeah, he seemed like a really great guy. I mean, I know him from TV. You guys know him personally. So, I mean, such a nice guy. And he also was friends with Ruta Lee, who was on the phone.
Yes, we're good friends with Ruta as well.
Yeah, Ruta was on the show, and we talked about Alex a little bit. So
she's a hoot. Yeah. We love her.
Oh, she is. She is. Her
she's
new
an
book,
amazing ball of energy.
Yeah, her new book, when she told me the title, I nearly dropped. I said, that is perfect. Consider Your Ass Kissed. I love it. I love it. What a great
That's Ruta.
Yeah, what
that,
a great
That
title.
Is definitely Ruta. The last time we saw... The gentleman that Wink works with, John Ritchie, on a lot of game show things, he said, why don't we go see Alex do Jeopardy?
Mm.
And Wink said, no, I don't want to do that because, you know, he's not well, and I don't want him to think we're coming to see him just because he's not feeling well. And he talked us into it. He said, no, you know, he won't feel that way. So we went to sat in the audience and saw the show, and then in between the show, during all the breaks, he just wanted to talk to Wink.
Hmm.
That was all he wanted to do was talk to Wink. Do you want to say anything there, Winky?
Yeah. So we just had a running commentary about this and that, Alex and me, and it was really fun, you know. It was just, and I think the audience enjoyed it as well. And then after that, since we were at Sony and we saw Jeopardy, we thought, well, in a week or two, let's come back and see Wheel of Fortune, because they're taped on the same lot.
Right.
So we went back to see Wheel of Fortune with Pat and Vanna. And when Pat came out into the audience and he saw me sitting there, he said, "Why are you here? Are you here to take my job?"
"Why are you here?" And then Wink said, "Yes, to take your job."
Yeah, that's, I said, "Yeah, that's exactly why I'm here."
Oh, that's so funny.
Everybody laughed. So it
was fun. So what do you guys do during the day now with this COVID? What are you working on? What are we doing these days?
We go for a walk.
Yeah.
We don't do much except stay home.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing to do. We want to be safe, that's for sure.
Yeah, we go for walks and take our dog for walks and occasionally go to a market. That's about it. But we had Costco deliver yesterday. That's the way to shop.
I didn't know they delivered.
Oh, my God, it's great. They charge more per item. Like the Skinny Girl popcorn is $5.99 if you go to Costco. But if you have it delivered, it's $7.95. Mm-hmm. And then the bag of lemons, like, is $6.99. If you have it delivered, it's $8-something. So they make a little more per item. But it, you don't have to go there. You don't have to subject yourself to COVID.
Yeah.
And they just, you know, bring it all to your door and bring it in. It's perfect.
Yeah, yeah. Now, Wink, I know you've actually created some game shows. Do you have any game shows in the works that you got, that you're working on or thinking about?
I've got a couple in the works with my partner, John Ritchie, and, you know, I won't mention the titles.
Of course.
Because that's bad luck.
Yeah.
But hopefully in the next next 6 months or so, we'll get one or two of them on the air. Yeah, always working on game shows.
Good, good. I know, they're great. They're so much fun. I love.
And then
games,
I have a tiny little business that I do. Graceland asked Wink to come back and cut the birthday cake for the 60th anniversary of rock and roll.
This is
some years back, and I wear my husband proudly like a neon sign. So I have some sunglasses made that have a heart, the Swarovski crystals, and it says Wink on both sides. Mm-hmm. So I thought, well, since we're going back to Graceland, I think I'll have a pair made, custom made, that say Wink on one side and Elvis on the other. So it'd be my first love and my last love.
Mm-hmm.
So I wore those to Graceland. And all the Elvis fans went absolutely crazy over them. "Oh, Mrs. Martindale, I love your glasses. Can I have those?" And I said, "No, I can't sell these." But Priscilla and I are friends, and she always said to me, "Sandy, if you ever have a good idea, you know, just tell me." So
yeah.
I called her, and I said, "Priscilla, I have a good idea." And I sent her a picture of the glasses, and she loved it. And she said, "As long as I do it exclusively at Graceland only, and Graceland, I think it's shopgraceland.com or something, that I could do it." So, and then it grew into its own little thing. So I do Elvis sunglasses, watches, some are just block letters of his name. Some actually have his signature.
Oh, they're beautiful. I just went and looked at them. Absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, did you get to look them up? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking at them now. Gorgeous.
It's a very classy way of saying we love Elvis. And the nice thing is, you know, they're a conversation piece. Like, you have that on your head and somebody else, you know, stop you. "Oh, I love your glasses." I mean, they're really fun to wear. I wear them on my head mostly.
Yeah.
I wore them years ago. We went to the White House, and they said, "Oh, well, when you take a picture, you know, with the president, you have to, you know, don't you want to take this off your head?" And I said, "No."
Yeah.
So we have a picture hanging in our house from years ago of us at the White House with my sunglasses on my head.
Oh, goodness. Oh, my. Oh, my. So I was going to ask you that next. You mentioned Priscilla. Are you still close with any of the Elvis crew, the family?
Well, unfortunately, we're losing a lot of them. We still have Billy, who's Elvis's cousin, and we have Priscilla, and we have Linda Thompson. I'm friends with both of them, and I love both of them. I mean, Elvis had good taste in his women, that's for sure. So I'm friends with most everybody that's left. I talked the other day to Pat, who was married to Red West for many years. She was Elvis's secretary originally. Mm. So we talked the other day, Happy New Year and all of that. There's one of, well, and Jerry Schilling, of course, is still with us. So we see him probably more than anyone at Elvis things we go to. We've been going to through the years. We've been back to Memphis a lot for Elvis Week, either in August or in January. We went a couple times for the birthday and a few times in August. And we've been judges on all the Elvis tribute artist contests.
Yeah. Yeah.
And some of these young men, I mean, they loved Elvis so much, and they revere him, and they study him, and he, look at all, there's so many nice young men that have wives and families and kids, and he made all their livelihoods, you know, he made it possible for these people to all have a life.
Yeah.
And they perform and you know, go all over the United States and all over the world. In fact, there's one tribute artist, he's a lawyer from Brazil, and he's quite good. His name is Delight.
And there's a lot of Asian Elvis impersonators, which are good, too.
I know.
Which was surprising.
And it's really hard. When we go back, when we've gone back, we've judged in Tupelo, the finals in Memphis, and in Nashville. We've judged 2 years in a row in Nashville. And there, it's so hard. It's so hard because they're all so good. And to just, you know, say, okay, it's kind of like a beauty contest. Wink, a couple of years judging the Miss America pageant, and it's so difficult because one person, you're going to change their life and they're going to make money and do well, and the rest of them, you know, are going to think you're a terrible person because you were the judge.
Yeah. Well,
so it's tough.
It's a contest, you know. You're either going to win or lose, and either way, you got exposure, so, you know.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good way to look at it.
Yeah, and oh, geez. I've been, my bucket list is to get to Graceland. So I'm hoping that.
You haven't been? Oh, yeah,
no.
You got to go.
Well, I went, my mom was a huge, huge Elvis fan to the point where she said he was my father. Okay, this is crazy. Okay.
Woo!
But she never even.
Joanne!
Never even been with him, never been near him. She's been to concerts, but she always used to say that he was our father. And, so he was a major influence in my life, with my singing. I mean, that's all that was blasting in my house 24 hours a day. I mean, she just loved him to death. And I've been dying to get there. So I want to see when everything slows down. Because I think they're open now, but the tours are,
they are
minimal, right? I mean,
yes.
Distance and all that.
Yes, yes. They are definitely doing business.
Yeah, I actually had wanted to reach out to the woman who's always on oh, God, when they do the Elvis sightings, and she runs the Elvis, she runs the Graceland. She runs
Angie Marchese.
Yeah, I wanted to, I became Facebook friends with her. I reached out to her to see if she wanted to come on, and she, you know, a lot of people don't read their messenger, so. But,
we've known her, well, we've known her since she first started at Graceland, and I remember when she got married. She has a grown daughter now, but when she got married and, her husband, he wasn't her husband yet then, he had a place, what was it called? Blimpies. It was kind of like
sandwich shop?
Yeah, kind of like these Subway sandwiches.
Yeah.
And so we went there and had sandwiches, and then before they got married, they came out to L.A., and we took them to dinner one night.
Hmm. Nice.
And that's got to be 25, 30 years ago. I don't know.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. Now, I did want to, oh, God. Wink, have you ever thought about doing any more recordings? I know you did a few recordings. They actually were in the top 10, I believe. I know they were on the Billboard charts.
Well, yeah, I had one single that was a million seller.
Yes.
In fact, over the years, it sold over 3 million. It's called Deck of Cards, story about a soldier who used a deck of cards in church because he didn't have a Bible. So I did that and several other singles for Dot Records and several albums. So I don't record anymore, but that was a good period in my life.
Yeah.
But he has some songs. He has I don't know where you can get them, but
I have some things on
Heavenly Child, and what's the one you did that Paul Hampton wrote?
I don't know. I
can't remember the name of it.
Yeah.
Oh,
we says, I don't know.
They're on eBay.
Yeah, well, eBay or probably at your website, yeah?
What did you say, Cindy?
They're not
probably
at your website.
They're probably on my website.
Two, 3 years ago, we went to the trouble to put everything on, Heavenly Child, I know, is on iTunes and Spotify and all those things. We put it on there, but then we never heard a word from anybody, so I guess nobody likes us.
Oh, God. I did want to ask you, either you, Sandy, personally, when you were dating, or Wink, as you were a friend, or as a couple, what did Elvis, he was very generous, what did he give to you that you still have to this day, or what did he give to you that you cherish the most and maybe don't have to this day?
Sandy has pajamas.
No kidding.
With an EP on them, and I have a sweatshirt that I wore home one night. And I have a TCB necklace, and he gave me a book called The Impersonal Life, which I treasure. Mm-hmm. But the years that he was going with me, this is funny, because my family was in the nightclub business, and we didn't really need anything. He always expected me to bring him a present. So I always brought him presents, and he'd say, Sandy, what did you bring me?
No.
So I was more the giver of the presents to him, but he did give me some special things. Plus, he gave me a ton of his time, so I cherish that more than anything.
Yeah.
And what I cherish most is nothing physical, but the memories that I have with him.
Mm-hmm. Wink, have you ever written any songs for him? Any lyrics?
No. Just what you heard. That was Elvis to me, and a couple other things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, who knew?
Yeah. I still can't believe it's been so this long, and his birthday. I mean, I still to this day remember where I was when it happened, and my mother was a wreck, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, my mother took his loss worse than my father's. You know, it was crazy. It was crazy. But, oh, my goodness, I can't thank you.
Wink was on the air, Joanne, at KMPC, and it's before cell phones.
Yeah.
And he was on the air, and every day I had a little one of the little cellular radios that I carried with me because I listened to his show every day.
Yeah.
So we had some friends from Chicago, Howard and Audrey Rosenberg, a couple we met on our honeymoon. They were out visiting us. I took them to lunch at La Scala Boutique in Beverly Hills, and we were sitting there, and we had Wink, you know, on the table on the radio, and I could tell something was seriously wrong, and it was raining in Beverly Hills, too. And I thought, something's wrong. So I said, stay here. So I ran upstairs to call him because, you know, no cell phone. So I called him on the hotline, and he said, tell him what you said to me.
Well, I was on the air at like 20 minutes after 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and my newsman came in to warn me about a bulletin he was about to give on the air because he knew of my friendship with Elvis. He said, Wink, I want you to know this. Elvis just died at Graceland. Mm-hmm. And he said, I didn't want to just break in and shock you with this.
Nice.
So he made the announcement, and from 2:20 on till 3 o'clock when I got off the air, I just segued records because I was so taken aback I couldn't talk, and that's what Sandy is referring to. She was listening to me when they were having lunch in Beverly Hills.
We mourned for 2 weeks, literally.
Yeah, my house was pretty mournful too for a couple of weeks, and then thereafter till my mother passed.
Isn't it interesting? Most people can remember where they were and what they were doing the day Elvis died.
Yeah. Yeah, I swear that his death killed my mother because after he died, she like had nothing in her life. I mean, she was raising 6 kids on her own, and the only thing she cared about was Elvis. That's it. She didn't go out. She didn't do anything, but she had Elvis in her life, and when he died, it broke her heart beyond, just beyond. So,
Yeah.
Oh, I want to ask you, guys have kids?
No, I have four kids from my first marriage, but Sandy and I, we decided early on we wouldn't have kids, but we do have dogs.
No, he said to me when we got married, he said, I love you and I really want to marry you, but, you know, by the time we'd get four kids through cars, college, weddings, everything to do it properly, he didn't really want to start that all over again because
yeah.
we still had a huge responsibility ahead of us. So I thought, well, I know I love him. The child is kind of the unknown factor, so I said, I'll just go with what I know, and I definitely made the right decision.
Yeah. Well,
so I've only given birth to Chihuahuas.
Now, I wanted to ask if any of your kids are in the voiceover industry or
no, none of my kids are in the business at all.
Oh, wow. Isn't that funny? Yeah. Well, you know what? They grew up with it. I mean, it just wasn't their thing, I guess.
That's right. That's right.
You know. No, I was just curious. And I'm assuming you have sons? No?
I have one son and three daughters.
And does your son resemble your voice in any shape or form?
A little bit. Yeah, he had a good voice.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness. Well, I got one more. Sorry, I don't write my questions down.
That's okay, and then we got to go because I got another call at 6 o'clock.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me be quick. Give me one of the funniest times you had with Elvis.
Oh, my gosh. One of the funniest times we ever had.
One of the greatest times where you guys just laughed and laughed.
Well, with him, y'all, I mean, he had the most infectious laugh. We laughed an awful lot with him all the time because if something would tickle his funny bone and he'd start laughing, he couldn't stop. And then you wouldn't even know why you're laughing and you'd be laughing. You'd just be laughing hysterically.
Do you remember anything that was really funny that really made you laugh when you were with Elvis?
Oh, God, yeah, lots of things. When he was at the Beverly Wilshire Hotel, you know, they had to do something for recreation. It was kind of like, I guess, the COVID thing today. They couldn't go out because he was Elvis.
Yeah.
And the Colonel didn't want him out and about. So at the hotel, all the guys had squirt guns and buckets of water. And we would run through the hall from room to room and squirt each other and then run with a bucket and then throw a bucket of water on it. I mean, and we'd just laugh hysterically. I mean, that's what they did for entertainment.
Right. Nice.
It was fun. It was fun, and we laughed so we couldn't laugh anymore.
Oh, that's great.
So that was it. Oh, I remember one time he had a crap table. It was a house on Bellagio Way. It was a beautiful house. In fact, Liz Taylor and Richard Burton had leased this house at one time.
Mm.
And so Johnny Rivers was there that night, and they were playing craps. And Johnny wanted to, you know, be the big guy. You know, I'm playing with Elvis, and so they're putting money out there, and they're playing, and he was losing. And you could see Johnny was starting to sweat. And all of a sudden, Elvis just burst out laughing, threw all his money back at him because he had loaded dice. And Johnny Rivers didn't know it, so it was very funny.
Oh, God.
And then Johnny laughed, too.
Yeah. Well, I know you got to run. I don't want to rush you. I want you to take a break before you get that next call. But
Happy New Year.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Where in New Jersey
much.
Are you?
I am in Clifton. I'm like 10 minutes from New York.
Okay, because I got to tell my girlfriend Betty. She's from Red Bank.
Oh, that's down south, I believe South Jersey, yeah.
Okay. So
yeah, I think. I'll look her up. No, I'm kidding.
No, she's actually here. She makes the best spaghetti and meatballs.
Oh, well, Betty should have stayed here. She could have made me the best spaghetti and meatballs.
Oh, man, she cooks like my mother used to cook. I love to go to her house for dinner. She lives in Malibu.
Oh, sweet, sweet. Well, Wink, Sandy, thank you so much for joining me. I couldn't think of anybody else better to discuss Elvis's life and his birthday coming up. And I thank you again. It was a pleasure hanging out with you guys. I apologize for the for the audio issue earlier. It was my boo-boo. Instead of merging our call, I didn't. So I'm so sorry.
That's okay. The show must go on.
That's okay, Joanne. It's a pleasure talking to you, and we really enjoyed it.
Happy New Year. Everybody stay safe.
You too. Happy New Year. Stay safe out there.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, what a thrill. Mr. Wink Martindale and Sandy Martindale. I mean, I can't believe his voice sounds exactly the same. And like he said, as you get older, people's voices change, but his sound exactly the same. That, what a thrill. And I'm honored to have gotten to speak with them. And Sandy, I had known about, you know, dated Elvis when she was younger. And, like I said, I listened to GK a lot, GK, George Klein, on the Elvis Sirius channel. And Wink and Sandy were on there a lot, actually. And I do miss GK. He had great interviews, great stories, and just a great time. I do miss GK on the radio, but they do play his old tapes of shows that he's done before, so... But, yes, thank you so much to Wink and Sandy. What a pleasure getting to know you and hang out with you for this short time. It was a pleasure. And I want to say thank you to our sponsors. Again, as soon as I finalize everything with the other sponsors, which should be, I'm hoping, this week. I'm very overwhelmed, folks. I apologize between my personal work life and the show. It's just been very overwhelming. We're putting together Friday a wonderful tribute, a celebration of Dawn Wells' life. We're going to have her friends, close friends, come on and discuss their fondest memories of Dawn, and I can't wait to be a part of that. So thank you again to our sponsors. We have, my goodness, we have the Hive Bar and Bistro in Clifton, New Jersey. I mean, in Garfield, New Jersey. We have, here we go. And we have KW Wines in South Africa, Teach for the Times and Other Stuff in Clifton, New Jersey, Syntec Productions in Oakland Harbor, New Jersey, Take a Break from Cancer.org for Pete's Sake, Floyd's and Designs in New Jersey, Think Big Picture LLC in New York, The Observer Newspaper, Kearney, New Jersey, Joey Max Cafe in Harrison, New Jersey, GenieBottles.com. If you want to get your hands on an I Dream of Genie bottle, they have a special right now. I think it's still going on, $99.99 for I Dream of Genie bottle. And these things are gorgeous. And the prices, you're not going to get a $99.99 bottle for a while. I mean, it's wonderful. It's gorgeous. I can't wait to get mine. H21 sanitizer also. And we've really got some great sponsors coming up. We've got Michael's Arts and Crafts Store. Oh, my God. Another wine company. And like I said, I will be catching up to that. And our upcoming shows, real quick, the calendar is right here. I didn't have to move too far. We've got this Saturday, a special time, 1 o'clock, because the guest that we have on is in Ireland. So his name is Paul Byron. He is an Irish tenor, and he's a Celtic singer, and he's playing his new song from his new album. And Jay Michaels, unfortunately, we had to reschedule, so our calendar will be updated on the site. John Bermuda Schwartz, drummer for Weird Al Yankovic, he's got some new music. Johnny Whitaker from Family Affairs, Sigmund and Sea Monsters coming up. And believe it or not, this just happened to be a coincidence, Kathy Garber, who played Sissy on The Family Affair. And the 20th, I'm waiting on the information on that. I know who that is, but I can't think off the top of my head. And actor, producer, Anis Makanogia will be on. And my girlfriend, I'm so excited, Stacey Ladislaw is coming back. We had to reschedule her back in October. She had a lot going on. It was same as her. I have all my whole family's birthdays are in October, so she had a lot going on, too, with birthdays, her son and all that. So we had to reschedule. So I'm so happy to say she's coming back. And Murray Schwartz, he's got the new book out, Red Roof or Red Line. I had it here somewhere. I apologize. But he also worked for Merv Griffin Productions and was involved in the game shows as well, created them. Oh, it's Red Mill. Pardon me, Red Mill. And I love the subtitle under it. It's not how you start, but how you finish. So that sounds like a great book. And pardon me, I needed a I really need to wet my whistle. I'm thirsty. So we are going to have a great show for you guys all month long. And I'm so glad that I spoke to Wink and Sandy. They got my pressure down. I was a little livid today. Needless to say, we did have a audio issue earlier, and if you missed it, Wink said that he started his career as a DJ, and he wound up meeting Elvis at one of the stations he was working at because they had just blew up That's All Right Mama, and he was there, and he became friends with them then. And then on the show Dance Party, Elvis actually performed on the show, and they became friends. And how Sandy and Wink met was later, not through Elvis, so which is great. So if you missed any of that, I am sorry. Like I said, I forgot to hit the button there. So that's the first time that's happened. So, hey, it's live radio. Anything can happen. So thank you all so much. In these crazy times, let's be kind, everybody. Take care. And we'll see you on Saturday for a full Byron special show, 1 o'clock Eastern PM. Take care. Bye-bye.